Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to it. Wait, that's the wrong podcast. Just kidding. Wait, redo, start over. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another weekend chat. It is T. Kyle here. I have not done one of these in a hot minute. So today I was just sitting here. I just saved the newest episode of Legends Only. That's why I was in Legends Only mode for tomorrow morning. It's a very left lane episode. Everyone will probably be expecting us to talk about the Grammys, but we're, you know, doing something a little different. So stay tuned for that tomorrow morning. Go subscribe now to Legends Only. But yeah, I wanted to check in today and chat about a couple things and give you guys an update and let you know how things are going, how I'm feeling, what's going on. You know, I just wanted to have a really chill, casual chat with all of you because, yeah, that's what we do on the weekend chat. You know, the concept for the weekend chat is basically about chatting on the weekends. So I have finished 3 weeks, three full weeks at my new job. As many of you know, I switched jobs recently with the new year, and I wanted to give you guys a little update on like how things are going. And a lot of you guys have asked me questions about my diet and, you know, how things are going, and you're just kind of checking in. And so I thought we would sit down today and go through all of these things. And so I guess we can just start off just keeping it real and just keeping it 100. I am going through it, you guys. I am not gonna lie. I am really going through it. And it has been quite a shift. And I was thinking about it the other day because they say in life that there's so many, like there's certain things that are extremely stressful, life events. And there's like ones that are, you know, moving, for example, is one of them. And thinking about it, the only one that I'm currently not going through right now in my life is moving, but there is more to that story in a second, because it's kind of close-ish. So it's like I'm half going through that right now. But other than that, I'm going through pretty much every other life change. I am new job, new schedule, new, like completely new schedule. I feel like I am mourning leaving my last team. And so that has been weighing really heavy on my heart a lot too. And, you know, just feelings of not feeling like I fit in and all of that stuff that comes with a new job or any new life change, move to a new city. Like you just feel out of place. You feel like a fish out of water. You feel like no one likes you. You don't feel it. You feel like you don't fit in. All of those feelings kind of resurface. And I think especially for me, you know, it's especially hard because I've always felt like that since a kid. And so it just, these things like resurface all of that. And I'm just trying to recognize that feeling and know that it's coming from a place of like childhood trauma. I know that sounds so dramatic, but it is so true. And it's actually like a real thing. But yeah, I've really been going through it. And this is all like personally, like with me, work-wise, I do think I'm kind of killing it. Like I, you know, that's never been really an issue. Like when I am in the zone and when like I am focused and I set my mind to something, like I can fucking kill it. And so I've had numerous wins like in my first 2 weeks and like really impressed a lot of people and like been organized and on top of it and responsible and all that stuff. So like that is not an issue. It's just like the other things, you know, it's like feeling like a fish out of water. Maybe I'll call this episode Fish Out of Water because that's how I feel. That's how I've felt for the past month. But I just wanted to chat with you guys and kind of let you guys know how I'm feeling. And it's been quite interesting because, you know, when it comes to working in TV, and I feel like there's other industries where this is a thing, but I definitely didn't feel this way when I was like a corporate employee at my first couple of jobs. But when I moved into working in TV production, your team becomes a family. And it's so weird to say, but you're there and you're working 10, 12, 14-hour shifts, 5 days a week, and you're there on holidays. You can't take days off. You know, you can, I remember like 10 years ago or whatever, like 9, 8-ish years ago, if it was raining and I was like, I don't feel like walking to work today because it's raining, so I'm just going to call out sick or I'm going to take a personal day. Like, you could do all that stuff back then. Or like, I'm feeling a little off today. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have off days. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just not feeling it today, so I'm going to call out. I could do that. When you work in TV, the show goes on. It's like, it doesn't matter what you're feeling. It doesn't matter if you're having a bad day. You couldn't sleep the night before. You were having anxiety. You had insomnia. Like, you got to be there. And when you work on a TV family and you're all going through that, like, you see other people, you know, other people have bad days, you're still there. It's like you build this bond that is so different than any other job I've ever had in my entire life. And you're there during, you know, crazy news days or upsetting news days. And it's just, I don't know how to describe it really. Like, it's just different. And so when I left my last job, but it was like, who am I? Where are all my friends? I have no friends anymore. Like, it just felt like this overwhelming feeling of like all of that. And I was so upset and I was so depressed and I was so, I don't know. I just was like, what did I do? You know what I mean? And so that has been one thing I have like really been struggling with. And I try and tell myself like, oh, it's just, you know, I feel that way because I built such a strong bond with people and that's a good thing. And that, you know, this stuff just happens. It was like when I graduated college too, it was like this bout of depression because you're like, oh my God, I've been with these people for the past 4 years of my life. It's literally that same feeling. And so that's one thing. The other thing is also, as you guys know, I just lost 45 pounds. And so now with my schedule, and I've been getting a lot of questions about this actually, and I need to kind of do my whole like, video or not video, but like podcast episode talking about all this. But like when this shift happened, I have just been like completely thrown off. And I literally feel like, do you guys know those things in Survivor when they put those people on those poles or whatever? And you have to like, not poles, but like, what are they called? It's like a totem pole, like a log or whatever. And you have to like wrap yourself around it. And then they lift it up and you have to just like hold on for dear life. And then the last person who's like still clinging wins. I feel like that. And I feel like I'm at the point where it's like, I'm still clinging on and I'm still winning and like, it's still happening and like, it's okay. But now they're starting to like spin it and like drop it and like twist it. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. And so pushing through the holidays was a struggle. And then I got this new job and my schedule completely flipped. So I was going from working at 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. to now I have to wake up at like 8:30 a.m. And for some people, you're probably like, oh my God, that's, you know, that's basically sleeping in for me. But to go from that, and like, I was working on it. Like, I switched my, you know, alarm clock and I was like working on it for like 2 weeks, like to get myself on a day schedule. But like, holy shit, it is such, it like literally, actually literally night and day. I'm going from working nights, like leaving my apartment and it's dark out, getting home at like 2-3 a.m. to now being in the daylight. And it's just been such a crazy shift by like 6, 7, 8 hours of a shift. And then with that is my eating schedule. So trying to like figure out, okay, where do I like, how do I keep this going? Because I worked so hard on this and like so hard to get my diet in line that like I refuse to let that fail. And so it's been anxious, like it's just been so much anxiety for me because I'm like, oh my God, like what did I do? You know, it's just like, what did I do to my life? Why did I do this? I was doing so well and I finally figured out a plan that worked with my schedule and, you know, I got my stress under control and I was like, why did I do this? You know, like I was just second guessing and doubting and just beating myself up about like, why did you do this to yourself? Like, what was it that made you do this? And I know why I did it. I know why I made the change and made the move that I did because I want to learn and I want to grow and I want a new challenge. But, you know, it's easier said than done. Like, that's all great and good. But at the end of the day, like, it is still a massive change and you're going to go through all these emotions. And that's where I'm at now. So I thought that I would just keep it real with y'all because, you know, that's what we do on the weekend chat. And the other thing that has been interesting, to say the least, with my schedule change, I'm realizing there was a whole new world out there, like just in terms of like, you know, being up with like the rest of the world and kind of fitting in with more of the standard, I guess, like work cycle. I don't know, like what would that be called? You know, just like my lunch hour is like when every other hundreds and thousands of people in Midtown have lunch. Whereas like before it would be like 4 or 5 PM and no one's around and it's like nice and chill and quiet. And also with my apartment, I am now in my apartment at different times and I'm realizing, which is something that I have not realized since I moved here. Well, I have realized it because I've talked to you guys about it with my neighbors, but I'm realizing there is a whole different world in my apartment now. Before, I used to get home at like 2, 3 a.m. and the world was asleep and it was quiet as a mouse and it was relaxing and it was just like this peaceful, still, calm moment and I would meditate and I would relax and I would wind down and I figured out a new sleeping routine. Now, it is very different. When I am up in the morning and when I get home from my shift, my neighbors are fucking hooting, hollering and laughing and blaring their bass booming fucking TVs. And let me just say this. It is, how do I say this? Well, first of all, people are really fucking inconsiderate. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like I'm one of those people where like, and maybe I need to not be one of those people, but like I do need to be. I mean, it's like, let's be real. It's important to be considerate of people around you. And I am one of those people. My entire apartment has rugs. I don't wear my shoes in my apartment. I'm quiet. I don't slam my door. I don't blast my music. I listen to my TV with headphones, which I can hear it better. It just sounds better anyway with headphones, but like also I'm being considerate. You know what I mean? When I'm listening to stuff like late at night, I wear headphones. Like, I'm not a fucking asshole. The jersey just jumped out a little bit. Everyone else is a fucking asshole. Everyone around me is so fucking inconsiderate and it just drives me insane. Like, I just don't get it. And I'm sure a lot of you listening, it's probably like the same stuff you experience when you're like driving in your car and someone cuts you off or they're like tailgating you or like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why are people just so inconsiderate? I just don't understand it. Like people who are like, if you're leaving outside of a door and you don't hold the door for someone, why? Why are you being an asshole? Why are you blasting your music? Why are you doing? I don't understand. I really don't. You know, if there's one thing my mother always ingrained in me, it was treat other people how you would like to be treated. So what do? I'm quiet as a church mouse. Like I'm like, oh my God. As I'm screaming this into your ears. But you know what I'm saying? So like, that's a whole other thing that's going on right now. And like, it's really, it's testing my patience in ways that were not tested previous. Well, they were like a little bit tested because even Brad and I, we would try and record like Legends Only. And there'd be like certain like weird moments where my one neighbor would just like be blaring their bass. And I was like, okay, like can you, like, I don't understand what's going on, but like, this is now every single day. So that has also been adding to my like anxiety. I also realized, because I was trying to like figure out why does this make me so angry, right? Because it always stems from something, and they say that it always stems from something from like your childhood or like growing up. And I always try and like look at everything and figure out like, okay, why is this making me so angry? Like, what is the trigger, right? Because I do think that that is kind of fascinating, like always trying to figure out like what triggered that. And I realized that it is because I am usually like really considerate of other people. So I always try and be the person who's like, you know, if I'm in a coffee shop, I try not to be loud. I don't listen to my music out loud. I wear headphones. I put carpets down on my floor so that I'm not disrupting the person below me. So when other people are not considerate, like it triggers me and it makes me mad. And also it's an issue of like things that I can't control, you know, like I can't control the volume of something. I can't control that the other person doesn't realize they're slamming their door and waking me up at 1:30 in the morning or 2 in the morning after I just like got over my anxiety attack and like finally got to sleep. And then you're slamming your door and it's vibrating my entire apartment, scaring the shit out of me. Like, I can't control that you're an asshole and that you're not being considerate. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. And they say like those are a lot of the triggers. Like, it just comes from that. And I'm just trying to let that go and like learning to let that go. And it's so hard, you know, it's so hard. I don't know. And like, also like I can be kind of petty. So I'm that kind of person where I was like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I could, if I wanted to, take my Bluetooth speaker and put the bass on max and put this on my floor and crank EDM music for 7 hours and, you know, see how they like it. But I don't want to be that person. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's just one of those things, you know? And like, I'm sure you guys all can relate, or like you think of the same like things in your life where you're like, okay, like you want to be that way. Like, I can be petty too. Like, let's go. And that's just not healthy. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. Eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And that is not a good thing. So that is one thing that I am like trying to like get over now as well. Like, just in my own personal world, my personal space is like, oh, these girls are trying it. And now I used to like not be here at night. So I never knew that any of this was a thing. And now I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's also like one of those things where I think like, if I had millions of dollars, I would invest in a building where everything was soundproof. Like, there really needs to be like a new type of building. And I've heard that like a lot of these new like built, this is totally random side tangent, but like I've heard a lot of these buildings, it's like they're luxury buildings, but they build them cheap, so they're still not soundproofed. And I'm like, no. We need an apartment of studios that are efficiently built with space in mind for like young 20 to 30 year olds who are just like here to be in the city and like work hard and like whatever. And they can come home and their little like cube is completely soundproofed on all four sides and the windows. Like, why has no one done that? Like, it was, I mean, is that not $1 million idea? Like, do I need to go on Shark Tank and be like, hi, I have absolutely no experience with architecture and building, but I have this really good idea for a building. You know what I'm saying? Like, why hasn't anyone thought that? It would save so many problems with like neighbors. People would be able to like actually go home and like feel like they have a space to be like calm and serene and like not have to deal with other people's bullshit and like listening to people like scream at each other. Like, I can hear my neighbors screaming at each other. Like, it is a whole new world on three different sides. The one neighbor on my one side is an angel sent from heaven, quiet as a church mouse. She said that, you know, I had a conversation with her. I was like, listen, I was like, can you hear me ever? And she was like, no. She's like, I honestly don't even know that anyone lives there. And I'm like, great, good to know. But on all other three sides, But anyway, that's just me venting. And thank God for ear. Let me plug, see what I did there, pun intended. Let me plug an earplug here. there is an earplug that is, they're purple and they're made by whatchamacallit, and they're like soft or something. Let me pull my Amazon. Not sponsored. This is not an ad, but they are a life changing earplug because I have small ears and Max slim fit soft foam earplugs. Not sponsored, but let me tell you, Mac, I don't know if you're a person, I don't know who you are, but like your earplugs have given me sanity in the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Thank you for making slim fit earplugs for men like myself who have like women's ears. I have to wear women's gloves. I have to wear women's earplugs. Listen, okay, it's just whatever, skinny legend. Anyway, it's just like I'm working longer shifts now, and it's, you know, it's been an adjustment, that's for sure. So I feel like I'm clinging on for dear life. Well, not dear life, but like kind of. And I feel like it's just basically, long story short, is that it's just been, you know, a shift. And I mean, even this morning, and this is probably going to sound so stupid and so silly, but like my bamboo started dying the other day, and I was like so upset, and I like literally started crying over my bamboo dying because I've had it for like 5-6 years, and it just randomly just started like dying, and I was like, what just happened? Like stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a very sensitive person, as many of you have realized. You know, I can be tough and I can, you know, the Jersey can jump out, but I'm also very sensitive. I feel like this is a good outlet to talk about things and connect with you guys and just, I don't know. I feel like I like to like peel the facade of like social media back. You know what I mean? Like on social media, it's just like, oh, cool. Here's this like amazing thing. And it's like a highlight reel for a lot of people, which is fine. It's great. I mean, I do it. But also too, there's like so much real shit that people either like don't want to talk about because they don't want people to see them sweat, or they don't want to look like they're vulnerable. But I feel like for me, it's just always been better for me to just be transparent and like open and honest. And that's what we're doing today. So I just wanted to check in and be like, hey, this is what's going on. It's just been a shift. And I have faith that things will get better and smoother, and I'll just feel more, you know, like I've got it under control. And I feel like I was on such a roll with that, with everything. I mean, my work, my diet, my sleep, my stress, my health, like I was like, everything was falling in line and on track and consistent and on a schedule. And then I was just like, okay, like, here's an opportunity for me to take a leap and learn more and a new challenge. Let's go for it. And then I did. And now I'm like, and I, oop, you know, because it's like, oh, now I got to like hold on to this and shift this and shift that and shift this. And it's just been a lot. And I mean, the one good thing, like, let's be optimistic here and positive, because I believe in that, is always to look at the silver lining, is that I have been continuing, like the diet is still going. I am under 150 now, which is kind of where I want to stay. I do want to like tone up and do a little bit more finessing on that. And I want to actually, like, in the spring, I think I might actually join a tennis league. I kind of want to like dust off my tennis shoes, and I haven't played in so long, but it was something that I used to do all growing up as a kid, all through high school, and even in college, like a little bit. And I kind of want to get back into it. So there's that. And I think I'm just slowly rebuilding a new routine. And I think that's all you can do, is like move forward and adjust and change. And luckily, Legends Only is still going. And I feel, and this is so stupid, but like it's the happiest like part of my week now. Like I was like, oh my God, this is the one thing that is like the same from the week, is like meeting with Brad and sitting down and talking about Queens of Pop. And I was so emotional last week because I was just so excited to sit with Brad and just talk about the Pussycat Dolls. Like, and it sounds so stupid, but like I literally started crying because I was just so happy to have something that felt routine. And I know that I'll get there eventually. I mean, it's going to take months, but we'll get there. Trying to think of what else. Oh, and also this week I had an iconic moment with Wendy Williams, and we won't be talking about it on Legends Only this week because Brad was in LA, so we had to pre-record an episode. But I got to meet Wendy one-on-one this week at work, and she was so fucking iconic and hilarious, and I just felt like good vibes from her, and I felt comfortable, and she was telling me stories about her cat, and I was talking to her about doing more Instagram stories, and we had this just like really funny, casual calm, and I didn't feel nervous, and I didn't feel anxious, and it just felt so, I don't know, like I just, it brought me so much joy, and it just brightened my day because her sense of humor is like so me, and I felt like, I don't know, there was something so like warming about it that just made my entire week. And I was talking to her about it, and I was like, what did I say? I was like, you're a living viral meme. And she was like doing that like Wendy face, like looking at me. And you know that look she does when you know that she's like processing everything and she agrees. And she's just kind of like smirking and smirking and smirking. And she was just like, well, I like to think I do a pretty good job on my show. And I was like, you do. And it was just iconic and it made my day. So I'm just trying to find the silver linings in everything and looking for little moments in my week where I can just kind of smile and have fun. And while I just figure everything else out, I eventually, you know, with the weekend chat, like I was like, I didn't even know like if I was gonna be able to continue my diet. So like if I go on here and I do this whole podcast episode about what I did and what was working for me, like, is it even gonna keep working for me? I had this whole moment where I was like, now I gotta change gears, figure out, is this gonna keep working? If it doesn't keep working, I'm not gonna be going on anywhere and telling people that it's working because that would be lying. And I don't like to do that. So I was just like, fuck, now I just gotta like re-shift this. And then I could talk about that in the podcast. So I just had to change the times. And, you know, it's just been a lot of change. That is the goal, not the goal. That is what I've learned this week, is that it's been a lot of change. And Rome was not built in a day. And it's going to take time. And I'm sort of going through the motions now and feeling all of these feelings of fear and anxiety and feeling out of place and feeling like I'm like I don't know what I'm doing, even though I know I have the skill set. I know I'm smart. I know that I can figure anything out because I've always done that my entire career. And that's why I've impressed the people that I have impressed. I know that, but it still is going to creep up and it's always going to, oh my God, did I just say like, as I'm like stumbling on my words? That's the other thing too, is like, I do stutter a little bit on my words, and like even in meetings and things, like with all these new people who have never met me before and don't know me, like they don't know that I have that like little bit of a stuttering issue. And I was feeling very self-conscious and feeling like, oh my God, everyone's going to think I'm an idiot or that I sound like a moron, you know? But anyway, that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm kind of talking in circles at this point. I just wanted to come on and like chat with you guys and kind of let you guys know how I'm feeling and know that I'm kind of going through it, but I know it'll get better and I just have to stay consistent with the things that are important, and that is going to the doctor, keeping up with my stress management, and keeping up with my diet. And I'm just trying to keep those things on lock and just take every day one day at a time and try not to beat myself up, and just know that usually what you're thinking about yourself and the things that you're like saying about yourself are usually not true. And the perception that you have about yourself is usually not seen by other people. And I'm just trying to remember that every single day and remember it multiple times a day. Also just trying to schedule things that are fun, like playing Sims 4. And I got invited to like a little Grammys thing tonight, and so I'm going to go to that. And it'll be warm soon. I'm also trying to remember, like, it'll be warm and I can get my walks in again. Like, that's the other thing too. Like, my walks are gone. I used to walk every single morning and haven't been doing that, but I am still getting my steps in because I now walk to work every day, and the building is big. So walking to get like food and walking through like 30 Rock and stuff, I actually wind up hitting my step goal by the end of the day just from being in the building, which is kind of great. So I'm like, okay, silver lining, I can get my steps in and stay indoors. So it's just like little things like that, you know, just trying to find like small little tiny things that are wins to keep going, feel good. And, you know, I'm finding a new Dunkin' Donuts and trying to become a regular again. You know, it's just, I miss my old deli guys at my old office, and I miss the staff at Dos Toros that I literally saw every single day, 5 days a week. I would go every single day, get the same exact thing. I'd walk in, I'd be like, oh my God, hi. They'd be like, steak and chicken quesadilla, double with no sides, no toppings. I'm like, yeah, hot, thanks, love it. That was my routine, you know? So it's just a shift. And yeah, we'll see what happens as things go on. And Legends Only will continue. And I'm fighting to make sure that we find time to record and that I make time to edit. And there'll be a new episode tomorrow. So I just wanted to check in and say hi and let you guys know how I'm feeling, what's going on. I don't have any musical recommendations for this week. I was hoping that the new Pussycat Dolls song would come out, but it didn't. They put out like a text message thing, which is like, okay, what year is it? Like 2011. So they need to release that. But I've been listening to a lot of EDM and also this playlist that's called House Focus. That is very good. Thank you guys for listening. If you are still listening on here, you've probably been along on the journey of these changes, and YouTube is sort of out of my, I mean, it's just, there's, it won't happen. there's no, that's out. So if you were hoping for like new videos anytime soon, I apologize, but it's just, I can't. And I would love to do a Sim series, but like, there's only so many hours in a day, unfortunately. But you never know, maybe like on one of our hiatus weeks, I could film a entire series in like a week. And then I don't know, you never know. Once I get into my new routine, I figure out that. But until then, I will see you guys on Instagram stories. I feel like that's the best outlet for me right now, is the place that I've been most up to date. Oh, and I also watched Cheer this week, which was fucking phenomenal. It was so well done. The cinematography, the storytelling, the way that they captured the stories of these kids, it was so inspiring. And I loved it. I cried. It was phenomenal. Highly recommend. It's on Netflix. There's a lot of things on Netflix that I'm really looking forward to watching. So I just subscribed. This is not sponsored. I want to watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Also, what was that other movie that just came on Netflix? I forget. But I watched all of Cheer last night, and it was fucking amazing. So good. Highly recommend. And what else before I sign out? That's pretty much it. So if you made it this far, what emoji could you guys send me? I feel like, what's a good emoji for change? Is there like a shaking emoji? Let's see. I feel like there is, what one could we do that's like, I'm shaking, or like a change. Maybe like the earth emoji, even though that like kind of doesn't make sense. But is that one easy to get to? Let me find one that's like easy to get to. Yeah, because basically it feels like my whole world is shifting. So, and literally day and night. So send me the globe emoji if you made it this far. And as always, I appreciate the support, and I love chatting with you guys. And, I love chatting with you on Legends Only. So make sure to subscribe there if you haven't already, because there's a new episode coming tomorrow. Well, in a couple hours, in like 12 hours, it'll post. And yeah. Until then, until next time, when I figure out what I'm doing with Weekend Chat or what's happening with it, thank you again, and I will see you guys on Instagram. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.